Thank you for joining me for the East Valley News. I'm your volunteer reader, Leslie Hunt. Today we are going to be focusing on the news of the past week from Santan and Queen Creek. So if you're ready, let's get going. Our first article was posted in the Queen Creek Independent, September 26, 2025. No author is listed, and it's entitled CAC Holding Fall Festival at Santan Campus. Central Arizona College's Santan Campus will welcome the community for an evening of fall festivities at the annual Santan Fall Festival. The festival takes place from 5 to 8 p.m. Saturday, October 11th at 3736 East Bella Vista Road. This free, family-friendly event will feature a wide range of activities for all ages, such as interactive science lab experiments led by CAC faculty and staff, a haunted hallway presented by CAC's Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society, and trick-or-treating for children through decorated classroom corridors. Quote, my favorite part of hosting the Santan Fall Festival is seeing the community come together and helping small businesses get exposure, end quote, stated Maria Munoz, CAC Student Services Director for the Santan Campus in a press release. Quote, it's also a wonderful way for us to demonstrate higher education to children and young adults in the area and lets them know that we are here when they are ready to take their first steps into college. End quote. In addition to the themed activities, there will be music, games, vendors, and a variety of local food trucks offering specialties for purchase. Attendees are encouraged to dress in their best Halloween costumes with awards presented in multiple categories throughout the evening. The Santan Fall Festival is open to the public and offers free parking. End of story. Our next article is entitled East Valley Company Helps Seniors at a Trying Time in Life. This was posted in the Santan Sun News, September 27, 2025, and written by Srianthi Pereira, a contributor. Jamie Davis, a digital marketer by profession, enjoyed buying items from online auctions to stock her eBay thrift store for many years. Little did she realize that one of the online auctions she frequented would lead her to transition to another business for herself. Davis, a Gilbert resident, regularly purchased from Caring Transitions, an organization that helps families during life's most stressful changes, helping seniors relocate, downsize, and sell their belongings in an estate sale, especially via an online estate sale auction called CT Bids. My dad owns an antique store, so it's kind of been in my blood, she said. I was really enjoying buying from the auctions, and the prices were very good. She researched the Cincinnati-based company and found it had more than 400 franchises nationwide. In April, Davis became Arizona's ninth franchisee of Caring Transitions, operating in Chandler, Gilbert, Queen Creek, and Santan Valley. She is based out of her Gilbert home for now and employs individuals who have flexible schedules and are available to work as and when projects occur. Most staffers are retirees and stay-at-home parents who work part-time during school hours. Some weeks we work every day because we have a big project, and some weeks we only work one day, she said. Davis was first attracted to the auctions, but soon felt it was more than just the buying and selling that appealed to her. I'm really drawn to more about what Caring Transition does as an organization, she said. A lot of what we do is really mission-driven work, which I love because it's really about helping families that are in crisis and helping people that are in transition and going in and taking that stress away. Her role is part organizer, part problem solver, and part compassionate companion. Her company can empty a house within a day or two, something that an overwhelmed, emotional, and confused senior or a busy family can rarely accomplish. What we mainly do is help seniors that are transitioning out of their homes into assisted living or into their families' homes, or even helping families when someone passes away, she added. Her company is quickly able to sort through belongings, identify what can be sold through the franchise's CT Bids auction website, which has more than 800,000 bidders nationwide, take photos of the saleable items, and upload them. They also arrange any donations to local nonprofits such as Goodwill, Sunshine Acres, and the Salvation Army, as well as trash removal. The auction sales help pay for part of the labor and some incidental costs. So it's not a heavy burden monetarily on the family necessarily, Davis said. We really try to use the auction site as a way to offload the cost to the family. So far, she has already handled several moves and estate projects. I've been really busy. It's been picking up quickly, she said. There's definitely a lot of need. One project was personal. She helped her husband's family navigate her mother-in-law's passing, which gave her firsthand experience of how overwhelming it can be to manage belongings and logistics while grieving. This work is preparing me for when it's my own parents one day, she says. I feel lucky I can be here for other families now. To break into the business, Davis has relied on word-of-mouth referrals. She's a member of the Gilbert Chamber of Commerce and works with vendors, area realtors, placement agencies around the valley, senior complexes, and similar outfits. As a relative newcomer to Gilbert, she has only lived here for 6 years, having previously lived in Prescott for 10 years and in Seattle before that. It has been a transition for her as well. How does she feel about it? It's been great. It's been a lot of work, definitely, she said. Getting plugged in to the community has been an added benefit. The pandemic prevented her from meeting people when they were newcomers here, but her business has brought her face-to-face with many people. I feel more grounded in the community. I feel like I know a lot more people socially as well as being able to work, she said. Davis gave up her career digital marketing for aerospace companies just to do something that's more rewarding. She financed her business using her retirement savings. While helping people is up on her list, another positive aspect to her new vocation is recycling and reusing and generally being kinder to the environment. Davis said it is part of what makes the franchise's platform different from others. So much of what we do is donating to nonprofits and getting this stuff out of the house and making sure it can be reused, she said. We're not just emptying the house and putting it in a landfill. We're really trying to sell everything we can for the client. For more information, you can go to Caring Transitions of South at gilbertaz.com. End of story. Our next article is entitled Queen Creek Schools Foundation Opens Student Scholarship Applications. This was posted in the Queen Creek Independent September 26, 2025. No author is listed. Applications are now open for Queen Creek Schools Education Foundation student scholarships. In the 2024-25 school year, the foundation awarded $81,000 in student scholarships to graduates, and it continues its mission to help students achieve their educational and career goals by providing financial support and recognition. Quote, for students planning their next steps after high school, applying for a foundation scholarship can be life-changing. Scholarships help reduce financial burdens, recognize student achievements, and open doors to endless career opportunities, end quote, according to a press release from the Queen Creek Unified School District. Quote, with foundation support, students gain not only monetary assistance, but also confidence and encouragement to pursue their passions, end quote. The foundation partners with the community and local businesses to promote excellence through leadership and education. Funds are also awarded to teachers looking to further their careers. Quote, their mission is to encourage responsible citizenship while supplementing growth and learning opportunities for both students and teachers, end quote. The release continued. Quote, through grants and scholarships, the foundation empowers educators and students to excel academically and explore new possibilities, end quote. The application deadline is on March 23, 2026. Students interested in applying for a scholarship are asked to talk to their school's college and career advisor today to learn more about the foundation and other available scholarships. The application is available through GoingMerry.com, GoingMerry.com. End of story. Our next article is entitled East Valley Institute of Technology Makes Jobs Pact at LG Battery Facilities. This was posted in the Queen Creek Tribune September 2025 and updated September 28, 2025. the East Valley Institute of Technology and the Alliance of Battery Equipment Contractors have agreed to provide paid apprenticeships at the LG Energy Solution plants coming to Queen Creek. The agreement means that five companies involved in the project, quote, will welcome apprentices from EVIT's registered apprenticeship programs in electrical, plumbing, and welding. The companies include GTENA Incorporated, Postax PLLC, Design Plant USA Incorporated, Techwin USA Arizona Incorporated, and Myong Jin USA Incorporated. This multi-year project not only provides employers with skilled, experienced workers eager to work, but also connects them with responsible and reliable apprentices who are ready to grow in their trades, end quote, EVIT said in a release. Quote, at the same time, it creates valuable job opportunities that strengthen and expand Arizona's workforce, end quote. EVIT Superintendent Dr. Chad Wilson said, we are pleased to be able to work with these companies on this project that is so important to Queen Creek, one of our EVIT communities. Paid apprenticeships are a great option for students who want to earn while they learn and a great option for businesses that need a skilled workforce. EVIT will lead the development and delivery of theoretical training modules for students. ABEC will provide input in developing curricula aligned with practical field requirements. For more information, you can go to evit.edu/career-training/programs/apprenticeships, APPRENTICESHIPS, end of story. Our next article is entitled Celebrated Swim Teams Seeks Queen Creek Members. This was posted in the Queen Creek Tribune, September 24, 2025. No author is listed. The East Valley Swim Team, one of the most successful swimming programs in the Valley because of its emphasis on teaching superior stroke technique, is now accepting signups from swimmers in Queen Creek. Those between ages 5 and 18 are invited to sign up for its developmental and competitive teams at the Queen Creek Recreation and Aquatic Center. Training sessions will be offered at the Queen Creek Pool, 22343 East Ryan Road, starting November 10th. The pool is heated for year-round use. The team's stroke development program is both advanced and accelerated, obtaining positive results sooner than most other programs, which saves parents time and money, head coach Maria Haas said. We're pleased for the opportunity to offer our unique program to more swimmers with this expansion to Queen Creek. She said the team's technique-first philosophy has been proven successful, with many of its swimmers reaching elite-level status or becoming Arizona State champions as early as age 9 or 10 after completing its Level 1 program. Haas said she and her son Leo, who is also a coach, have developed a program that has generated a steady wait list of swimmers wanting to join the program in Gilbert, where the team was established in 2021. Maria has coached more than 25 years in international competition as well as in Colorado and Arizona, with all levels of swimmers, including Arizona State finalists, national qualifiers, and even an Olympian swimmer overseas. Among her previous accomplishments, she was head site coach for Swim Neptune 2011 through 2020, and between 1981 and 1993 was head coach for swim teams at Immaculate Conception Academy, Army and Navy Club, and Latran College. She also developed the youngest Filipino Olympian athlete in the country's history at the age of 13 and has produced countless first-time A-level state champions in Arizona while producing AA and AAA age group for Far Western qualifiers from scratch and national qualifiers overseas. A mentor for entry-level coaches who has conducted swim clinics overseas, Coach Maria has attained an American Swimming Coach Association Level 3 International Distinction and is certified by the Arizona Interscholastic Association as a referee and starter. She was selected to the Philippine national team, which competed in Indonesia, Seoul, South Korea, Republic of China, and Hong Kong. Leo has served as a high school head coach and has also coached at the club level in the Valley for several years. He was head swimming coach at both Arizona College Preparatory High School and Castile High School, leading both to top 10 finishes in their respective divisions. He has attained the American Swim Coaches Association, ASCA, Level 1 distinction. When not on the pool deck, he teaches elementary physical education in Mesa. The team practices in Queen Creek will be offered on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays beginning in November. Evaluations and registration are ongoing, but spots are limited and are on a first-come, first-served basis. Private lessons will also be offered. Interested parents can call 480-547-1623 to schedule a free evaluation for their child. For more information, you can go to the eastvalleyswimteam.com. End of story. You are listening to the East Valley News on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Today, we are focusing on the news of the past week for Santan and Queen Creek. My name is Leslie Hunt. I'm your volunteer reader. Continuing on, our next article is entitled Higley Unified Joins United East Valley Institute of Technology Fight. This was posted in the Queen Creek Tribune September 23, 2025. No author is listed. The Higley Unified Governing Board last week joined eight counterparts in hiring a Phoenix law firm to represent them in stalled negotiations with the East Valley Institute of Technology over new community technical education, CTE, contracts. But board member Anna Van Heck drew the line at authorizing Osborne Maledon to sue the Mesa-based CTE district, one of the six such districts in the state. In the Higley meeting, board member Anna Van Hoek wrapped the move to include a lawsuit in the motion to hire Osborne Maledon, noting the district's November 4th all-male election on its request for renewal of Higley Unified's 15% operating budget override. Van Hoek said, quote, I cannot in good conscience support taking EVIT to court. Lawsuits are costly, divisive, and take resources away from our classrooms and CTE programs when our focus should remain on our students, end quote. Chandler Unified Governing Board member Kurt Roars also cast a no vote 2 weeks ago on the same measure, saying he wanted the law firm to return to the board for separate consideration on any recommendation to sue EVIT. Higley Unified's vote, together with an identical vote by the Fountain Hills Unified Governing Board the day after Higley's September 16th meeting, means nine of EVIT's 11 feeder districts have turned to Maledon over the negotiations of new intergovernmental agreements, IGAs. EVIT wants to withhold more of the money it passes to the 11 districts for their own on-site CTE programs and also wants greater control over them. EVIT serves about 8,000 students, high school juniors and seniors, who spend half their day at one of EVIT's two campuses every school day for CTE courses. The districts also have CTE programs on their high school campuses for a total of about 24,000 students. The other districts balking at EVIT's demands are J.O. Combs, Apache Junction, Tempe Union, Gilbert Public Schools, Queen Creek Unified, and Cave Creek. The remaining two districts, Scottsdale Unified and Mesa Public Schools, have already signed new IGAs. They also have won support from EVIT for a Fire Science Academy at SUSD's Chaparral High School and a nursing program at MPS's Red Mountain High. In seeking the new terms of its agreements with the other nine districts, EVIT Superintendent Dr. Chad Wilson has cited a March 2024 audit by the State Auditor General that slammed EVIT's supervision of its programs and those of the 11 districts. The audit said that some $84 million was spent on programs, but neither EVIT nor the districts supplied data showing students actually were completing CTE programs and were emerging from them with certifications or adequate training for jobs once they graduated. The governing boards that are fighting EVIT conducted discussions in executive session and made no comment after they ended. But Higley Unified Board President Amanda Wade took issue with Van Hoek's statement, noting that the agenda item the board approved in a 4-1 vote only suggested a lawsuit might be in the cards and that it was not necessarily a foregone conclusion since Maladon will represent the 9 districts in talks with Wilson and his board. Tempe Union's council attorney, Jordan Ellie, also has said the same thing. At this time, he said, it is not clear whether litigation will be necessary given ongoing negotiations. End of story. Our next article is entitled, Queen Creek Takes First Step in Buying $240 Million in Harquahala Water Rights. This was posted in the Queen Creek Independent, September 25th, 2025, and written by Janet Perez. The town of Queen Creek has made an unconventional move to back down the price of water it wants to purchase from Harquahala Valley. The Queen Creek Town Council voted September 17th to approve a purchase agreement for up to 1.2 million acre-feet of stored water, or almost 39 billion gallons, during the next 110 years in increments of 12,000 acre-feet per year. The agreement was part of the council's consent agenda in which all items are decided through one motion and vote. The vote was 4-0. Council members Don Oliphant and Travis Padilla were absent from the meeting, and Mayor Julia Wheatley is on leave until late fall. By approving the agreement, the town locked in a price of $20,000 per acre foot if it purchases access to the entire 1.2 million acre feet of water by February 15, 2026, a one-time cost of $240 million. If the town cannot purchase the entire amount by the February deadline, the cost of the remaining balance will increase to $22,500 acre feet after June 30th, 2026, a 12.5% increase that will raise the one-time cost to $270 million. Council's approval of the agreement does not bind the town to purchase the water. That will be decided in November when the town staff will propose a funding mechanism for the purchase, likely in the form of a bond issuance, such as the one used to pay for the creation of Frontier Family Park and Recreation and Aquatic Center. We didn't want to miss an opportunity to lock in that price. We are still evaluating all of the impacts, and so even after November, we have the opportunity to say no up until that February 15th date, said Queen Creek's Water Resource Director Paul Gardner. This is a little unconventional. Usually we have these answers before we go to a council meeting because we've done our due diligence before council's asked to make a decision. So it was strictly just to lock in that price. If the town does not finalize the purchase, the entire 1.2 million acre feet by August, we go to what I would call the back of the line, and there is no price. The price isn't fixed, nor is the volume. The volume could or could not be available, Gardner added. Purchasing Harquahala Valley water is an important part of the town's overall goal to become a designated water provider, eliminating its dependence on the Central Arizona Groundwater Replenishment District, or CAGRD. We believe this will get us to about 70% of the water supply that we need for build-out and will allow us to become designated. And then, when the Bartlett Dam project comes online, that will get us 100% to the finish line of being 100% off of groundwater, Gardner said. Earlier this year, the town closed on the purchase of 500,000 acre feet or 5,000 acre feet over 110 years of Harquahala water for $40 million. In 2023, the town began receiving 2,033 acre feet of Colorado River water per year in perpetuity from Cibola, Arizona. The town made a one-time payment of $24 million for the water rights. The replenishment district has been very good to us, but they do a one-size-fits-all, and it covers the entire valley. Our issues that we have with them sometimes is that they could store water over on the west side of town that's supposed to be replenished in Queen Creek. We feel if you pump water in Queen Creek, it should be replenished in Queen Creek, Gardner said. By eliminating dependence on CAGRD, Queen Creek residents would see that fee disappear from their property tax bills, but it likely would be replaced by an increase in town water rates. The money that they were paying on one hand through the property tax would be flipped over to the utility, Bill Gardner said. The idea would be that there would be either a cost savings or equal. That's what we're trying to do the due diligence on right now. Queen Creek recently raised water utility rates by 15% to offset the infrastructure costs of providing water to the rapidly growing town. Gardner said the goal is to start the application to become a designated water provider in January 2026 and receive the official designation by January 2027. End of story. Please send your comments about this article to azopinions@iniusa.org. We are committed to publishing a wide variety of reader opinions as long as they meet our civility guidelines. Janet Perez can be reached at jperez@iniusa.org. End of story. Thank you for joining me today for the East Valley News for Santan and Queen Creek. I'm your volunteer reader, Leslie Hunt. Stay tuned for the Arizona Republic coming up next on Sun Sounds of Arizona.